Okay, so I hope this is a clear recording. I'm driving in the car through the south part of Hebron. It's called Drom Har Hebron. It's beautiful, beautiful land. It's the sunset. Mostly Arab villages. Really scenic road. And I just came from the city of Yerucham and thinking about rehabilitation. Last week's parsha, yesterday, Shoftim talked about Ir Miklat and people who need rehabilitation. And 48-year Miklats, the minor ones, not the six major ones, were all staffed or manned by Levim. And that's not exactly a simple analogy or affiliation. Why would the Levim be really rehabilitated? You weren't psychologists, you were maybe prison guards. Why vocational training? Why would the Levim be involved in rehabilitation? Why would you send a negligent murderer who needs to think about life and lifestyle and life change? Why would you send him for Levim? A lot of reasons, but primarily because we believe in the healing power of Torah. The Torah heals who we are as people and improves us. And Levim didn't just officiate over ceremonies in the Beis HaMikdash, but they were Torah deliverers. It's based on the Pesukim Yasiru and Zas Abracha Yasiru Kitara Be'atacha Bechalilu Mizbechacha Yerub Mishpatacha Le'Yakov Kitar Zchali Yisrael, that the Levim were teachers of Torah. Yerub Mishpatacha Le'Yakov Kitar Zchali Yisrael. I was thinking about that today because I dropped my son off in a city called Yerucham. My children go to the Yerucham Yeshiva. Sadly, most people overseas don't have a full sweep of the Hesder world there. It's Israel, you know, those yeshivas such as the Bush, that Baruch Hashem have an overseas footprint. But there are over 80 Hesder yeshivas, and a lot of the really leading lights in this Hesder yeshiva world don't have that much currency or cachet overseas. Yerucham is one of them. It's a fantastic, well, I'm a little bit of a little biased because my son's going there, but it's really one of the leading yeshivas. And fascinating story how it began. In the 50s through the 70s, a lot of Jews emigrated to Eretz Yisrael from distressed lands, Arabic lands, Central European lands, Eurasian lands, Romanians, Hungarians, Iraqis, Yemenites, just an admixture of Jews from totally different cultures, totally different ethnicities. The country didn't really know what to do with them, so they dumped them in these development towns. And it was just a social cocktail, just different forces, different people. Nothing that really fit, nothing that really mixed. And of course, very quickly, these locations sunk into crime and prostitution and drugs, and just real urban darkness. And sometimes these people were duped. They were told they were being taken to Tel Aviv and to Haifa. They were dropped off in all these Mapa roads or caravan in the middle of nowhere. Sometimes people were dropped off in a particular caravan, and then they got back in the truck and they drove around a little more to make them think they're driving to a different location. They dropped them off literally 10 seconds away. So it was a very, very sad scene. It was really a cycle of crime and a cycle of malfunction that couldn't be broken. And the government, for so many decades, decided to pour money into these locations by paying teachers to come for 2 years, paying teachers to come for 3 years. But these teachers, they left after 2 or 3 years, and essentially the message they were delivering to the city was try to get out as fast as you can, because all these high-priced, celebrity teachers were leaving after 3 or 4 years. So in the late 80s, one of the rabbeim in Gush who I was very close with, Rabbi Elio Blumenzweig, decided he's going to make a long-term fundamental structural change. He left the comfortable Gush. Gush was very comfortable yeshiva to be in. He was a full-time rabbi in Gush. And arguably, he could have, had he stayed in Gush, would have become one of the future Rosh Yeshivas in Gush. And such was the caliber. It wasn't, not like he needed to find a smaller place to shine. And he built this Hesder yeshiva in the middle of Yerucham with a social ethos that the kids, the boys in the yeshiva, shouldn't just learn and just participate in the army, but should both volunteer frontly in teaching and davening in local schools, but most importantly, infuse the town with the Torah presence and live there and settle there and raise their families there. And it was with the belief that Torah could be rehabilitated, not just like a person as it was in an Ir Miklat, but could rehabilitate a city and drag it out of its cesspool of crime, drugs, prostitution, urban tension. And you know what? It worked. It really worked. Yerucham is a very, very desirable location. It's built army just built a major, major residential section for some of their officers and putting up units. And I just came away, and I used to visit Yerucham in the 90s. I used to take my shear there for Shabbos just to expose them. And just to see, it really does change. You put power in the center of a town, that town can be mired in whatever urban plight and urban blight sometimes happens in modern era. Torah can really make a difference. So it's right after Parsha Shoftim, right after we studied the rehabilitative impact of Levim upon individuals, I just had this supposed to be in a city that has been transformed, not by regentrification, not by real estate investments, those come later, but by spirit of people that study Torah and spread a country's presence.